2.7 layouts going on a scavenger hunt. So exciting. Your first baby steps in legal research. I'm getting a little teary-eyed. Okay, you're actually going to have three different steps. One's going to be the law library, one's going to be Westlaw, one's going to be Lexis. So the exercises in this section, 2.7, they're not designed for you to start really conducting research for your client. They're to try to help you get a feel for those devices, for those tools. So walk around the library, find the books that you're asked to find. When you're on Westlaw, try to find the tools and the databases that you're asked to find. Same thing with Lexis. This part is just no pressure at all, but don't rush through this. Try to kind of get a feel for the layout. If you're in a law library, get a feel for where the federal stuff is. They usually keep all the federal cases and statutes and so forth in one area, and the state-related law, cases, statutes, in another area. It's just really time to get a feel for your environment, whether it's in the law library or online. I'm also kind of excited because if you scroll down just a little bit, you're going to see the good, the bad, and the ugly timesheets. If you would, go ahead and click on the good timesheet. It'll enlarge for you. This is basically an example of how yours should look. At least it'll look a little different if you use the digital tool, but it's in your LMS. But notice how the description of the matter is. You have your client number, you have the hours, you have client name, you have the date, and so forth. This is basically what your description should look like when you're done. Go ahead and X out of that, and you can see a bad timesheet. And we talk about why those timesheets are bad here. And then finally, the ugly timesheet. And unfortunately, before we started using these examples, we got a lot of this. This is just simply not sufficient. And you also, I would recommend, act not like you're in a class, but act like you're a paralegal working for an attorney. So that would just be my recommendation anyway. Then further down the page, we have, especially for you online students, a mechanism for you to help you find a local law library, because we have a link for all the law libraries on Facebook, and that will give you a lot of information. Your first law books that we're going to be introducing you to in the following sections are AMJUR, CJS, and ALR. You can take a quick look at those just to get an idea of what they look like. You're not going to learn how to use them there, but give you an idea. And then finally, commonly asked questions that are also always one of my favorites. Remember, if that doesn't open up for you, click the link right underneath the commonly asked questions title, and it'll open up in a separate window. So if you click check your work and it doesn't function for you, just use the alternate link.